Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, the 11th of November. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. After three straight sessions of losses, the market finally managed to snap its losing streak on Monday, with the Nifty closing just shy of the 25,600 mark. IT stocks led the recovery, with Infosys and HCL Tech emerging as the top contributors to the Nifty's gains. Banks, however, underperformed slightly. The Nifty Bank Index did manage to end in the green but remained largely flat, adding just 61 points to close at 57,937. The mid-cap index fared better than the benchmarks, though the overall market breadth was only mildly in favour of declines. Among individual movers, Trent was the top Nifty loser, slipping nearly 7% after reporting muted Q2 results. Eternal extended its downtrend, falling another 2%, and is now down over 5% for the month so far. On the other hand, Bajaj Finance was among the top gainers on the Nifty, rising nearly 2% ahead of its earnings announcement. In the broader market, stocks like Nalco, Uno Minda, Torrent Pharma and Nykaa saw strong post-results reactions, rallying anywhere between 5 to 10% apiece. Defence stocks were also in demand, supported by healthy volumes. Hindustan Aeronautics and Bharat Dynamics gained between 4 and 5%. Gold financiers were another bright spot as prices ticked higher again. Muthoot Finance rose over 3%. And after a disappointing debut, Lenskart staged a sharp recovery from its listing lows. The stock, which listed at a 2% discount, managed to end the session above its issue price of 402 rupees per share. Turning to fund flows, foreign institutional investors were net sellers, offloading equities worth 4,000 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth over 5,800 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Going forward, experts say that a decisive move above 25,700 could open the doors for the Nifty to test 26,000 in the near term, while any weakness down to 25,400 to 25,300 may be viewed as a buy on dips opportunity. Let's take a quick check on the global markets now. Asian markets are trading higher this morning, with the Kospi leading gains yet again, as sentiment improves across the region. The positive tone follows strong cues from Wall Street overnight, where optimism around artificial intelligence stocks and growing hopes that the US government shutdown could end soon lifted risk appetite. The GIFT Nifty is also indicating a positive start for the Indian equities. Meanwhile, some updates on the India-US trade deal front. Trump has said that the US is making a deal with India, a much different deal than they had in the past. He said that the US is getting a fair deal with India and they are going to bring the tariff down on India at some point. US futures are steady this morning as investors await confirmation that lawmakers have finally reached a deal to reopen the government. On Monday, US indices rallied sharply across the board, with the Nasdaq composite surging over 2%, its best day since 27th of May, as investors bought back into AI names after last week's sell-off. The Senate is expected to begin voting on the compromise federal funding deal Monday evening. The agreement would reopen the government through January and reverse some of the recent mass layoffs of federal workers. The deal notably leaves out the Democrats' demand to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies, but allows for a separate vote on tax credits in December. Among key movers, Nvidia jumped nearly 6%, contributing more than a quarter of the S&P 500's total gains for the day. Alphabet, the parent of Google, rose 4%, while Microsoft ended its 8-day losing streak with an almost 2% gain. In the bond market, the benchmark 10-year US yield edged up more than 2 basis points to 4.12%, as investors priced in optimism around a potential end to the government shutdown. Currency markets also reflected the improved sentiment. Risk-sensitive currencies like the Australian dollar gained, while traditional safe havens such as the Japanese yen weakened slightly. The US dollar index slipped 0.14% to 99.59. Moving on to the commodities market, gold prices climbed to a two-week high after weak US economic data boosted expectations of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve later this year. Recent data showed the US economy shed jobs in October, particularly in government and retail, while consumer sentiment slumped in early November amid worries about the broader economic fallout. Markets are now pricing in about a 67% chance of a rate cut in December, with those odds rising to nearly 80% by January, according to CME's FedWatch tool. Meanwhile, oil prices edged higher on Monday on optimism that a resolution to the shutdown could revive demand in the world's largest oil consumer. However, gains remained capped by concerns over rising global supply, with Brent crude still trading below the $65 per barrel mark. Let's now move to the key stocks that could be in focus today. Starting with Bajaj Finance, the lender reported a steady set of numbers for the September quarter, largely in line with estimates. Net profit came in at 4,875 crore rupees, matching street expectations and up 21.9% year-on-year. Net interest income rose 22%, while asset quality remained stable. Syrma SGS Technology posted a strong performance this quarter. Net profit jumped 77% year-on-year, while revenue grew 37.6%. EBITDA rose over 62% and margins improved to 10% from 8.5% last year. On the other hand, Gujarat Gas reported a soft quarter sequentially. Net profit declined nearly 15% quarter-on-quarter, while revenue fell about 2%. EBITDA was down 14% and margins narrowed to 11.8% from 13.4% in the previous quarter. Meanwhile, Vodafone Idea continued to narrow its losses. The telecom operator reported a loss of over 5,500 crore rupees versus a loss of 6,600 crore rupees in the previous quarter. Revenue rose 1.6%, while EBITDA also improved 1.6% with stable margins at around 42%. Average revenue per user or ARPU came in higher at 180 rupees compared with 166 rupees a year ago. Meanwhile, Sula Vineyards disappointed with a weak quarter. Net profit dropped over 58% year-on-year, while revenue slipped slightly to 140 crore rupees. EBITDA fell nearly 24%, with margins contracting to 18.5% from 24% last year. Moving on to Balaji Amines, it also reported a muted set of numbers. Net profit declined 15.6% year-on-year, while revenue was marginally lower at 340 crore rupees and margins were steady at 17.5%. Among earnings to watch today, Tata Power, Aavas Financiers, Bharat Forge, Biocon and Fortis Healthcare are scheduled to announce their results. In corporate developments, Britannia Industries has announced that Varun Berry has resigned as the Managing Director and CEO effective 10th of November. Natarajan Venkataraman has been appointed as the interim CEO. Moving on to Tata Motors, it has announced that its commercial vehicles division, Tata Motors CV, will be listed separately on November 12th. And in a big consolidation move in the online automobile space, Car Trade Tech is set to acquire Car Dekho, according to sources. The deal, currently in advanced stages, is expected to be a cash and stock transaction. While final terms are still being worked out, the valuation is likely to exceed Car Dekho's last reported $1.2 billion from its 2021 funding round, when the company became a unicorn. Due diligence and final term discussions are underway and an official announcement could come in the next few days. And finally, EdTech major PhysicsWala is gearing up for its initial public offering aimed to raise around 3,480 crore rupees from its maiden issue. The IPO will include a fresh issue worth 3,100 crore rupees and an offer for sale for 380 crore rupees with founders Alak Pandey and Prateek Boob expected to divest part of their stake. India's second largest integrated solar PV module and cell manufacturer, MV Photovoltaic Power, will also be opening its IPO for subscription to raise 2,900 crore rupees. And before we wrap up, at least 8 people have been killed following an explosion that ignited from a car in Delhi's Red Fort area. Security has been tightened in the national capital and across the country. Police have arrested the owner of the car as investigations continue. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.